Cambridge Breakfast with Neil Whiteside on a Thursday morning, and well, it launches tomorrow. The annual Bridge the Gap walk gets underway. Now, it's been on the Cambridge calendar for 21 years now, and a headline sponsor for, well, more years than I'd care to remember, and I think I've lost count. I think it's 11, possibly 12, could even be 13 years, is the Cambridge Building Society. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer of the Cambridge Building Society, Peter Burrows. Peter, hello.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Oh, very good. Always lovely to catch up with you. How's things at the Cambridge? Busy times?
Very busy, actually. Yes, it's been a surprisingly busy year in the mortgage world. Lots of people have been moving house in the opportunity they found, both with stamp duty relief being given earlier this year, and I think also not much happened last year with the height of the pandemic, and people are making up for lost time.
Yeah, and as you say, with people finding new and different ways to work, people perhaps going, well, we need this space at home so I can have an office and things like that. That's okay, keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think that there is a little bit of that. I think people are now being a bit more flexible where they can live, because not all of us are expecting to go back to our offices 9 to 5, 5 days a week.
No, indeed, indeed. Well, the Cambridge Building Society needs no introduction, obviously. You've been around for, what, how many years is it now? 140-odd years?
Since 1870, yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. But for the past, now, I don't know if you've got the note in front of you. I can't work out. It must be 12, possibly 13 years. You've been the headline sponsor.
Well, I'm going to risk misleading people by claiming 13 years. But as you say, we've done it for as long as we can all remember. And it's just a great fixture in our annual calendar.
It is. But I mean, I would imagine as a financial institution at the heart of Cambridge like you are, you must get letters and emails and phone calls from charities every day of every week of every month of every year. Which begs the question, why Bridge the Gap and why for so long? Because you've been right there at the front and centre for so long.
You're right. We do get a lot of requests and sadly we can't meet them all. But Bridge the Gap, I think for me, is very special for two reasons. The most important reason is the two charities that it supports, being Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank Hospice. They're two local charities that do amazing work. And we know how important it is to them to have a regular flow of income so that they can keep doing the good things that they do. The other reason that we support it is it's just a lovely event. So you not only get to do some good for two great charities, you get to have a bit of fun as well. So it's just a fantastic event. As I say, it's been in our annual calendar so long now, we've almost forgotten when it started, but long may it continue.
I think we're all a bit the same, really, with Bridge the Gap. I don't think when they started, I don't think they realised just what a success it was going to be. So I think records are sort of a bit flaky from the past, because they never realised that 20, 21 years later, here we still are doing the same thing every year. Well, not the same thing.
Let's keep the records tumbling and see if we can make this a really good year in terms of the amount of people we get doing it, and most importantly, the amount of money that we raise for good causes.
Indeed, indeed. Now, as we say, from the point of view of the Cambridge Building Society, there is this financial support that you give, which is a huge amount and covers all the sort of the running costs, because there's quite a bit involved in a traditional walk, isn't there?
Yes, there is. But of course, this year's very different. So we would normally have, for example, our team members out along the route marshalling people on the day. But of course, we're in a pandemic phase of Bridge the Gap this year, so people can do the walk at the time of their own choosing with the podcast and the map and the notes, etc. But our team have been involved in, all the admin behind the scenes just to make something like this happen smoothly. There's a lot of frantic paddling below the surface. Yeah, lots of our people volunteer. And I think at last count, way more than half of our people are intending to do the walk when it kicks off this Friday. So yeah, it's a really kind of big event that we love to get involved in.
And that's the thing that I love about the Cambridge Building Society, is it's not just the fact that you write a cheque out and stick some money in the account. It's the fact that it really is. I mean, the percentage of your staff that get involved in some way, shape or form is pretty much everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like part of us. I won't go so bold as to claim it is about us, because of course it's about Romsey Mill and Arthur Rank, but we like to think we're kind of following on close behind them and supporting an absolutely fabulous event. And it's easy to forget just how blessed we are with having all this fantastic Cambridge architecture right on our doorsteps. I think particularly in these pandemic times, when we've all been spending a lot more time locked up at home than we would otherwise do, I, for one, am really looking forward to just getting out again and doing nothing else but strolling around the streets of historic Cambridge staring around me in awe at the amazing architecture and going, yeah, you know, life's not all that bad really, is it?
No, indeed. So, I mean, that's been the thing as well, isn't it? You've done the walk yourself over the years, and you're right, you can walk around Cambridge a dozen times and a dozen times you'll see something different, won't you?
Yeah, because you're normally hurrying to get somewhere and can I get to this place before it closes, or can I get the right bus or whatever. But yeah, just to take some time and stroll around the place and really just drink in all of that atmosphere, that literally hundreds of years of history and architecture that you can see on a 45-minute hour's walk, depending how quick you do it.
Indeed. And the way it's been done this, you can keep your eye on the weather. They keep telling us it's the warmest, driest summer since records began, but we seem to find the monsoons every time I step out the door. But you can...
We've had a few showers recently, haven't we?
But you can seem to avoid them. And looking forward, Peter, I mean, the Building Society, I presume you sort of have your annual meeting where you sit round and go, right, what are we going to support next year? Plans to continue to support Bridge the Gap?
Yeah, I think we haven't even got this year's out of the way yet. So we've not started talking about next year's. But yes, I can confidently say I think we'll be supporting it again next year.
Fantastic. Well, it's great the work that you do. I mean, we even wind up having the after-show party down at one of your branches, the one on St Andrew Street. So, yeah, literally down to where we eat the sandwiches afterwards and do the check presentations. It's all done in conjunction with the Cambridge Building Society. Peter, it's lovely to talk to you this morning. You'll be doing the walk this year, obviously, so I might catch you on the streets and say hello.
I will, but it's a good job we're doing this interview over the radio, because at the moment I'm having to just enter a period of self-isolation.
Oh, no!
So I'm currently planning when I can do it. It's a good job that we get such an extended time period to do it this year, and it goes on, I think, until the second week of September, doesn't it?
Yes.
So I think I'm probably planning to do it very early September when my period of purdah and then a short break is over.
Oh, goodness
me. I shall look forward to it.
The fresh air and exercise will be all the sweeter. Peter, lovely to meet up with you again. Thank you, and thanks to the Cambridge Building Society for supporting Bridge the Gap, and thanks for coming on this morning. Good luck with it.
Good to talk as always, Neil. Thanks for having me on.